The oldster wiped a drop of tonic from the tabletop with his sleeve.
Proud is not the word I'd use. Fulfilled sums it up better. Yes, I feel fulfilled by my achievement. But you haven't come here to listen to some doddering old fogey rattling on about his library. What exactly are you looking for? Is there any way I can be of assistance?
Sister Snowdrop glanced at Tyria.
Tell him about your dream riddle.
Quelp began rolling up his wide habit sleeves.
Oh, do, miss, I pray you. Riddles, puzzles, or conundrums. I've always been pretty fair at that type of thing. Now, you may start at the beginning, and please leave nothing out.
The otter maid related her dream in detail. The big lake and its shore, and her encounter with Martin the Warrior and the otter lady. Word for word, she recited the poem, then explained about her dream's aftermath.
It was very odd. After I woke up, I couldn't even recall that I'd had a dream. Then my father unknowingly repeated the line about wild lock blood, and it all came back as clear as day to me.
Oakwell picked up quill, parchment and ink. He stroked his scraggy silver whiskers reflectively before replying.
Very interesting. What do you young ones make of it all?
Tribsy wrinkled his velvety snout.
Wim was hoping you or his sister could make something of it all, sir. After all, Wim bain't Gert's scholar based like you bees.
Gilly agreed.
I wasn't very bright at Abbey School.
Brinsey shook his head.
Neither was I. What about you, Tyria?
The otter maid smiled ruefully.
Afraid not, mate. When I should have been studying, I was always fooling about with slings and stones. Wish I'd paid more attention now.
Sister Snowdrop stared at them through her small square glasses.
Oh, well, I'm sure you're being too hard on yourselves. You four never struck me as dullards. Most riddles can be solved with some serious concentration. Let's put our heads together and make a joint effort at finding the solution.
Quelp pointed his quill pen at his assistant.
A sensible idea, Snowdrop. Come on, you can be the recorder for a change. I want you to write down what Tyria has to say. Miss, would ye kindly repeat the poem again for us? Slowly, please.
Tyria spoke the rhyme methodically, allowing the little sister to keep pace with her words.
Like the sun, Hyrule Lane will rise anew to set the downtrodden free. A warrior maid with wild lock blood must cross the western sea. She who looks ever through windows at the signs that feathers make, seek the green isle through her knowledge for all thy kinby's sake.